Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah and welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day. Today is a day of grief as we mourn for the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam. Inshallah, we'll be among his true followers, and condolences to the Imam of the time, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, his son, who is our Imam of the time, inshallah. May God reward him for his sufferings. So we all know what it feels like to carry a grudge. Someone wrongs you, hurts you, or betrays you, and you hold on to it. You replay the moment in your mind. You feel the anger again and again. It stays with you, even when the other person has moved on. But Imam Hassan Askari gives us a different perspective. He says that the person who bears grudges is the most restless, not the one who was wronged, the one who holds onto it. Let me read his words. He says, "The most restless of people is the one who bears grudges. Not the one who faces hardship, not the one who is pressed, the one who clings to resentment, because that resentment becomes a prison. It traps you in the past. It steals your peace, and it keeps you awake at night." Think about it. When you hold a grudge, you're not hurting the other person. You're hurting yourself. They may not even know you're angry. They may have moved on, but you're still carrying the weight. You're still replaying the scene. You're still giving them like space in your mind, rent-free. Psychologists have studied this. Holding on to grudges is linked to anxiety, depression, and even physical illness. The stress of like unresolved anger affects your body. It raises your blood pressure. It weakens your immune system, and it shortens your life. Imam Hassan Askari, may Allah's peace be upon his soul, described this over 1,000 years ago. He called it restlessness, a state of inner agitation, a constant unease that doesn't let you rest. The opposite is forgiveness. Not because the other person deserves it, but because you deserve peace. Forgiveness is not about forgetting or excusing the wrong. It's about releasing the hold it has on you. It's about choosing to let go so you can breathe again. Now, some people might think forgiving means weakness. It means letting the other person get away. But that's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is not about the other person. It's about you. You can forgive someone and still hold them accountable. So Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam gave us this wisdom to free us from the weight of resentment. The most restless people are those who hold grudges. The most peaceful are those who let go. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish.
Allahumma.
صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.